You're with SBS Radio.
Ang pagtanda ng may lamang destinasyon ay napatunayan ng siyensya na makakapagpaganda ng inyong katauhan. Kaya paano ninyo matutuklasan ang inyong layunin at gawin itong totoo habang hinaharap natin ang mga hamon ng pagtanda? Tunghayan natin sa ating wika ang isang ulat mula sa bulwagang pambalitaan ng Radyo SBS. Si Serge Voloshenko ay isininang sa Year of the Dog sa China, 72 taon na ang nakakaraan. Isa siyang ekonomista na naging podiatrista sa kalagitnaan ng kanyang buhay. Ngayon, si Voloshenko ay maaaring ituring na nagtatrabaho sa tradisyonal na paraan. Sa kabila nito, bilang pangulo ng Russian Benevolent Association at aktibong voluntaryo sa maraming organisasyon, palagi siyang may ginagawa upang makatulong sa komunidad. Ang kanyang sikreto upang warating ang kanyang layunin ay ang palaging pagkilos.
You don't move back. There's only one way, and that's move forward. But because a second in your day could be terribly long. Therefore, we should measure not in time like, you know, clocks or digital watches, whatever, but in terms of what you get out of it. To me, it's like the body regenerates, okay, but your mind and all this thing regenerates from your being active, whether you're helping others or you don't, but at least you're actually thinking.
Bilang isang masipag at malusog na 72 taon, nagpapatuloy makakita ng kahulugan sa buhay si Voloshenko sa pagbibigay sa komunidad ng bansa na ang tinawag niyang tahanan nitong nagdaang 60 taon. Para sa kanya, ang edad ay numero lamang na hindi nagpapahayag kung sino siya o nagbabawas ng kanyang pagpipilian sa buhay.
Very often it turns out to be that a friend, or usually a mentor or someone, introduces you to something and you feel it's worthwhile and you get involved. It's sort of half invitation but half wanting to do it, but in a sense that very often you do it, it becomes a duty, but in a good sense. If you become committed to it, you do the best you can. It's a contribution rather than say, oh, I'm going to move mountains. I think you're chipping away things and it actually becomes a sense of direction.
Iba't ibang siyentipikong pag-aaral ang nagpakita na ang pagtandang may layunin ay kalimitang nauuwi sa mas aktibong buhay at nagpapaganda ng kapakanan ng isang tao. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Henry Brodati, isang kilalang eksperto sa demensya at kalusugan sa isipan mula sa Center for Healthy Brain Aging ng University of New South Wales, kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito.
People who are more active physically have better physical health in a number of ways. They have less osteoporosis. They have less loss of muscle mass, which means that they're more likely to fall and more likely to suffer fractures. They're less likely to have heart problems, high blood pressure, have better mood, have better memory and cognitive abilities. So keeping active is really important for health in a number of ways. Similarly, people who are more cognitively engaged, in other words, who use their brain more, are more likely to keep their brain in good working order. So, you know, use it or lose it is a really important principle.
Ayon kay Professor Brodati, ang buhay pagkatapos magretiro ay maaaring maging gintong edad na may mas maraming kalayaan upang sundan ang inyong tunay na layunin. Ang pagtanggap ng sariling direksyon sa buhay ay kung ano ang mahalaga sa isang tao.
Purposeful aging is not one size fits all. For some people, purpose is having relationships. For most people, it's having love in their life. For some people, it's having some sort of goal. For some people, it's enjoying the moment. So it really depends on who you are and what is important to you.
Alam ng lahat ang kahalagahan ng pamumuhay na may layunin, bagamat hindi ito isang bagay na ginagawa natin palagian. Ang nagtataguyod ng positibong pagtanda na Marcus Riley ay naglabas ng aklat na may titulong Booming Kamakailan, isang aklat sa pilosopiya ng pagtanda ng maayos. Base sa kanyang karanasan sa sektor ng pagtanda na umaabot na sa 20 dekada, naniniwala si Riley na kahit na anong edad ang isang tao, ang paglago sa pagtanda ay magiging matagumpay kung susuriin ang sarili.
So each person will have their own vision of what successful aging looks like for them. It really comes down to three key elements. One is maintaining that sense of positivity and overcoming the negativity that surrounds getting older. The second one is planning, and planning helps people retain control as they get older and enable them to spend time on things that's important to them, to be able to have a range of choices in terms of where they're going to live and what sort of activities they're going to pursue and who they spend time with. And the third one is purpose.
Hindi lahat ay nakakaramdam ng positibo kung dumaranas siya ng pagkawala o naghihirap sa kanyang problema sa kalusugan. Kahit na ang mga may malaking kapansanan ay maaaring gumaan sa kanilang pakiramdam. Ito ay nagsisimula sa pagnanasang magbago. Ikinwento ni Riley ang isang nakaligtas sa stroke na namuhay sa isang nursing home na pinatatakbo niya. Si Malcolm Sinclair ay nawala ng kanyang kakayahang kumilos at abilidad na magsalita pagkatapos tamaan ng serye ng stroke. Ang nakatali sa wheelchair na tumira sa isang nursing home ay malimit na negatibo sa kanyang pananaw hanggang alokin siya ng pagkakataong muling makaugnayan sa kanyang nawalang hilig ng paglalangoy kasama ng isang therapist.
Malcolm transformed from that sort of negative character who really didn't want to interact with anyone to him becoming a really positive person who was looking to interact with as many people as he could. He would greet people with a really happy disposition. He became very involved in his community where he would take interest in all sorts of different things that were going on. And his outlook on life, his positivity was really shining through. And that was really due to unlocking the passion of his life that he still held within him.
Ipinakita ng mga pagsusuri ni Professor Brodati na ang karaniwang bilang ng mga kaibigan ng isang residente sa nursing home ay isa. Nangangahulugan nito na marami ang maaaring kumilos sa buhay ng walang ni isang kaibigan. Ang mga Australianong may edad na 85 taon o higit pa ay nakatakdang umabot sa 3 hanggang 500,000 patungo sa 1.8 milyon pagsapit ng taong 2050. Naniniwala si Professor Brodati na ipinapakita ng mga pagsusuri na nasa ating sariling interes na magsimulang kontrolin ang ating kinabukasan sa pagpapahaba ng ating pisikal at psikolohikal na katauhan sa pamamagitan ng tinawag na purposeful living.
The people who are more active in middle age are going to be the people who are more active in late life as well. Of course, if people's health deteriorates, if you're in constant pain or you develop dementia or Parkinson's disease, which limits your mobility, then a lot of these things are not able to be done. And maybe it's a matter of tailoring the activities within your limits. Maybe it's a short outing once a day. If you loved art, for example, going to a gallery with some friends who could support you or family, but having a short one, not thinking of doing 2 or 3 activities in a day.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.